This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Today we'll travel to the Texas Panhandle for a look at a military outpost that was established during the Red River Wars.
In 1874, the Battle of Adobe Walls became one of the initiating elements in what became known as the Red River Wars in the Texas Panhandle. It also precipitated the establishment of Fort Elliott, located on a low plateau overlooking Sweetwater Creek, 27 miles west of the 100th Meridian. Originally called Cantonment on the Sweetwater, it was occupied in June of 1875. It was renamed Fort Elliott the following year in honor of Major Joel Elliott, who had died at the Battle of Ouachita. The stables, guardhouse, and storehouses were constructed from local materials of cottonwood post, adobe, and thatch, but lumber for more substantial buildings was hauled from Dodge City, a round-trip distance of 400 miles. By 1878, the fort consisted of a commander's residence, officer's quarters, company barracks, a 12-bed hospital, post headquarters, and a combined chapel and school. Fort Elliott was built on open ground, as a stockade enclosure was not necessary. Though capable of housing over 400 men, the normal strength of the post was around 200. After 1883, a company of 40 Indian scouts was also stationed there, and in 1879, a company of Buffalo soldiers, the Black 10th U.S. Cavalry, was assigned to the garrison. From 1881 until 1884, all of the Fort Elliott's troops were black. The commissioned officers were all white except for one, Lieutenant Henry Flipper, the first black graduate of West Point. He served at Fort Elliott during this time. Troops patrolled both the Panhandle and Western Indian Territory, and during the late 1870s, their main task was to stop small hunting parties of Indians from entering the Panhandle. By the mid-1880s, attention had shifted to policing the range cattle industry and supervising the Texas trail drives north through Indian land. Under the protection of Fort Elliott's troops, several large ranches and settlements were established around the Panhandle area. When the need for protection from the Indians faded, it signaled the end of an era for the garrison. In 1890, the Army closed the post and the buildings and land were eventually sold off. Little remains today of the post that helped transform the Panhandle except for the original flagpole, which stands near the old Mobeetie Jail Museum. Thanks to the Texas State Historical Association for providing material for this story. For the High Plains Public Radio, I'm Joe Van Zandt in Mobeetie, Texas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historic societies and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains history. They're often suggested, researched, or written by volunteers who enjoy looking to the past to find the historical happenings that shape the landscape of the place we call home. From blizzards and prairie fires to train wrecks and trail drives, from famous lawmen to infamous outlaws, we're looking for the stories that made the Great Plains great. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.